Well, the situation is very challenging because we live a lot of conflicts, a lot of wars, and sometimes it's very hard for the people to understand each other. So we live divisions and contrasts. So we need dialogue, we need respect. So Pope Francis coming here in Turkey gave an image, from my point of view, the image of the bridge. So we have to find bridges. And so religions are challenged to find bridges, to build bridges. So we can't use religion or God, of course, for fighting each other. So we are not allowed to instrumentalize God for that. So the religions have to be a power of peace for the world. This is one of the best messages that Pope Francis gave to this country during these days. The real faith, yes, because the real faith means that God is the only one who created the world, and the creator of the world loves the world. So if you are really a believer, you are sure that your way of acting is a way of love. And this is what we believe. And so faith can't be used at all as an instrument of violence, of destruction. So we need to rediscover faith as a tool for peace. It's believing God. To believe in God means to understand life in a different way, and the way of love, of course. Because I met two friends of Pope Francis. One of them is Omar Aboud, is an Islamic leader of Argentina, and another one is Abraham Skorka, another religious leader. It's a rabbi. So, and I realized how much friends these three people are: Bergoglio, Papa Francesco, Pope Francis, and Omar Aboud and Abraham Skorka. I wrote a book with dialogues, recording the dialogues I had with these two persons, and who are very dear for the Pope. So I realized how the friendship can be a good way for getting together, for being together, for working for peace. So, yes, I do believe if you live a real faith in God, you can help the world to be better.
Yes.
And also faith in Abraham, and there are some Abraham, exactly, there are Abrahamic religions, and there is a common ground. There are a lot of things that put them in the same ground, in a sense. So we need to let the seeds growing up, and so peace is this kind of seed. So we need to give water to these seeds. I mean, the religions can be a good tool for helping politicians to understand better the people and their needs. So it depends. If you instrumentalize God and religions, is a disaster. But if you go to the roots of the religions and their desire for peace, then, of course, the religions can help even the politician to understand better what they have to do.